I regularly have days that are so full, so busy in doing the things I have to do, that it's difficult to carve out the time, let alone the emotional energy, to spend with Jesus. How about you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I know, not everyone's busy all the time. I'm certainly not. But only because I make times in my day and my week to be at rest. But you get what I'm saying, right? Life, family, work, just getting yourself organized in this complex online world in which we live, and hey, serving Jesus, can make so many demands on your time that relationships become difficult. But let's not imagine that this is merely a 21st century phenomenon. Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 38. While Jesus and his followers were traveling, he went into a town, and a woman named Martha let him stay at her house. She had a sister named Mary. Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to him teach, but her sister Martha was busy doing all the work that had to be done. Martha went in and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you're getting worried and upset about too many things. Only one thing is important. Mary's made the right choice, and it'll never be taken away from her." Or as Charles Spurgeon once put it, "I may sometimes run with Martha to do what Christ needs of me, but I think I should more frequently sit with Mary to receive from Christ what I need from him." Make the time to spend with Jesus. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And let me tell you, in Christ, there are riches, there is joy that we never dreamed to be possible. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.